Looking forward to traveling outside of the country this fall? While the Government of Canada continues to advise against travel outside of the country, it is currently developing a coronavirus vaccine passport program with the provinces and territories that is expected to commence this fall. Currently, BC residents may enjoy travel across Canada without proof of vaccination. But certain provinces have stated that they will implement provincial vaccine passport programs for non-essential services. Here's everything you need to know about travel in Canada and around the world. Travel in BC. While proof of vaccination isn't currently required for travel in BC, it may be required in the future. For now, BC officials advise locals to respect regional health advisories related to wildfires and COVID-19 outbreaks. Before you pack your bags, check to see that communities are eager to welcome visitors. If they are, support their small businesses when you can. Others might be hesitant to welcome visitors and people need to respect that. Currently, regional restrictions for gatherings, exercise and restaurants are in place for people who live in Kelowna, West Kelowna, Peachland, Lake Country and on Westbank First Nations lands, Central Okanagan Local Health Area. Check the BC government's page on province-wide restrictions for up-to-date information. Traveling outside of BC in Canada. If you travel to BC from another province or territory, you do not need to self-quarantine when entering BC. You must follow the same province-wide restrictions as everyone in BC, however. If you are a BC resident traveling to another province or territory, ensure that you check regional advisories before you go. For example, Quebec plans to instate a vaccine passport program for non-essential services on September 1. Traveling outside of Canada. If you're fully vaccinated since mid-July, Canadians who are fully vaccinated can avoid quarantine upon their return to the country by using the Arrive Can app. That said, all travelers 5 years of age or older, regardless of citizenship, must provide proof of a COVID-19 test result to enter Canada. All travelers must provide one of the accepted types of tests, not an antigen test, including those who are fully vaccinated. The Canadian government says a new official digital vaccine passport will use data provided by the provinces and territories, who hold the vaccine records of their residents. The vaccine passport will include data on the type of vaccines received, the dates and the location they were given. Canadians traveling outside of the country should check vaccination requirements at their destination, prior to travel. Other countries determine if or what type of proof of vaccination is required and the related benefits that may be provided, such as reduced or no testing or quarantine requirements. Traveling outside of Canada. If you're not fully vaccinated. For travelers who are not fully vaccinated, there are no changes to Canada's current border measures. They must continue to adhere to the current testing and federal quarantine requirements. They must also provide COVID-19 related information electronically through Arrive Can before arriving in Canada. No travelers are required to stay in a government-approved quarantine hotel, however. That program for travelers arriving by air was eliminated as of 12:01 a.m. on August 9. Check advisories for your destination. No matter where you plan to travel, make sure you check the travel advice and advisories page for your destination twice. Once when you are planning your trip, and again shortly before you leave. Safety and security conditions may change between the date you book your travel and your departure date. Find more information about entering the country with the Government of Canada's pre-travel checklists. With a file from the Canadian Press.